This is URN Sport.
So the person I'm sending to Trent is not in fact an Arsenal player. I'm sure you all saw the Arsenal battering by Bayern Munich 5-1 in the week, which I unfortunately predicted wrong. I predicted that Arsenal will one day win the Champions League.
I did not think
years.
You'd admit that live on the radio, Freddie, so well done to you.
Yeah. You know what, I've just admitted that twice in the last 10 minutes now.
Very bold.
Yeah, they've still got a chance. They're still in.
Yeah. 6-0 win at home.
I mean, anyone who's got Coquelin's got a chance. Like,
yeah, I will get onto that later because that's an interesting fact that I found out.
To be perfectly honest, just for that claim of Arsenal winning the Champions League, you deserve a Trent degree.
Oh, yeah. Dom, I can't believe you said that to me. You said that to me off air just 10 minutes ago, didn't you?
It was a good joke. So I'll do it again.
So I just feel like one day Arsenal are going to win the Champions League because, you know, just by sure probability, they've got to eventually get past one of these big teams. I think they've played Barcelona and Bayern Munich like 7 times in the last 7 years, and Monaco maybe once, so eventually I think they're going to get through it. But the person I'm saying to Trent isn't actually an Arsenal player. It's an Arsenal fan who I think was a bit too hyped up for the game recently, and obviously Arsenal bought Yannick Xhaka, sure we all know, in the summer, and he's been not a bad player for Arsenal, but he hasn't been
been a 30 million player.
But anyway, this particular fan was quite hyped up at the thought of Yannick Xhaka joining his club. He's actually made his own little chant to it. I'm sure you saw Will Griggs on Fire, that chant that went viral not too long ago about that Wigan player, and that now, as you said, Freddie, gets played in crisis every single week. I think he's trying to go along those kind of lines and make his own sort of viral internet sensation. And I've actually got the clip for you here. I'll just give you a play. This is Yannick Xhaka by an Arsenal fan.
Granit Xhaka, Granit Xhaka, score a goal, score a goal. Win the game for Arsenal, win the game for Arsenal. We love you, we love
you. That is truly one of the worst football songs I've ever heard. If that catches on, I will be seriously surprised.
If that comes on in crisis, I mean, I can't get hyped to that.
Oh, can you imagine? That is like a dubstep remix. It's just unbelievable.
He's quite clever though. He's found Ferrer Xhaka and he's realised Xhaka. Ferrer, Xhaka, Yannick Xhaka.
Who said Arsenal fans weren't intelligent?
Yeah. But yeah, he's been rinsed on it for social media recently, obviously, and he's actually posted a little video on YouTube and it's got a few thousand dislikes and maybe only a couple hundred likes, and a few Tottenham fans probably that love it. It's just a ridiculous chant, really, and I think someone that tries to create something viral and gets it wrong, especially Arsenal fans, we know what they're like. We see Arsenal fan TV every week and they're a little bit embarrassing. Let's be honest, I think you'd all agree.
Yeah, they're absolute clowns.
I watched it
hilarious.
They don't know what they're going on about, do they?
Nah, I haven't got a clue. It's Wenger in, Wenger out.
They think they're going to win the Champions League and everything.
I mean, who would
still
think
got
that,
a chance?
What a stupid prediction, eh? for this week, I'm going to say that Yannick Xhaka should be sent to Nottingham Trent to study musicals or something along those lines. I don't know.
Well, you always come up with some ridiculous way to start off the show, Freddie. Let's see if the other two can follow up with that. Nathaniel, who have you gone for this week?
Well, as a long-suffering Aston Villa supporter, I've had to go with Steve Bruce this week. He made it 9 winless games in a row.
Oh my God. After winning like 8 in a row when he first joined.
That makes it
worse, doesn't it? If you've been consistently bad, I mean, we'll let you off. But you go to Trent when you win 8 and then lose 8.
That's not on, is it? So you get the hopes up, you're the saviour, and then now everyone wants your head. So he spent tens of millions of pounds in January, and now, well, we've picked up 1 point since the 1st of January.
You've been worse since you signed the new players.
Exactly.
Like,
so I don't know what's going on, but it's got to go down to him. It's got to be the manager, hasn't it?
I mean, Steve Bruce is one of those people that pops up on this show from week to week. We had him like standing in like a fish and chip shop, a kebab shop, a couple of weeks ago after Aston Villa training or whatever.
Yeah, what did you think of that? He trained the players and then halfway through went to get a kebab or something like that.
I mean, at the end of the day, as the manager, he gets to do what he wants.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
It was interesting because it was right when he was talking about Ross McCormack being overweight. And then literally the next day, he comes up and he's ordering a kebab.
We were saying on that show a couple of weeks ago, it's just like he's just been training the players really hard and he's just thought to himself, God, all this running's making me hungry, isn't it? Just like watching these people sweat around the field for hours and hours on end. Well, I think that's a suitable nomination and one to get your grievances out first time on the show, Nathaniel, so thank you very much for that. Dom, who have you gone for this week?
Well, you know how there's a trend of players going to other places in the world in football?
You mean transfers?
Transfers. Well, I'm sure I can call them transfers. It was China stuff as well.
Okay.
And kind of in the Arabic parts of the world as well, lots of players going there for big money moves. Players like Asamoah Gyan.
One of those players that popped up in Sunderland for about half an hour and didn't get paid enough, so left.
Yeah, so he's gone to where all the money is, in the United Arab Emirates. But however, they don't seem to like his hair there, because he's been threatened with a ban because his hair is inappropriate, because it's partially shaved. And it goes against the Islamic culture country.
Oh, so they're not allowed to have...
partially shaved heads.
Oh, okay, right. I understand that.
There's 40 different players in that league who are about to be banned.
Imagine Wayne Rooney getting there. He's got a hair transplant. Would he get banned?
I just say, Pogba would not stand a chance, would he? Week he comes in with some pokeball, like shaved into his eyebrows or whatever. It's like, get your life together, Pogba.
You make a good point, though. Is your hair actually falling out? Does that class as the same thing as being shaved off?
I think it's the fact that it's partially shaved, so it's got like stars shaved into his head and like lines, tram lines and everything in it. I don't think it looks very good, but like, let the man do what he wants.
But I can't say a lot about my hair, to be honest. My hair's a bit all over the place anyway, so
alright, well, I don't know who I'm going to send to Trent out of those ones. You've got some good nominations there, but I think at the end of the day, it's got to go to that Arsenal fan, isn't it? Freddie, can we hear that one more time? Just a little clip.
All right, here we go. This is Yannick Xhaka going to number one this week in the charts.
Granit Xhaka, score a goal, score a goal.
It really doesn't get better second time, does it?
Win the game for Arsenal, we love you. We love you, Granit Xhaka.
That is awful,
Well, that is truly terrible, so I think, Freddie, I'm going to have to give you 1 point for that, because he's going off to Trent this week. So I want you to guess for me, what percentage of football fans would pick spending a romantic evening with their partner over football? This is on a BBC poll.
Where, who are the... this is on BBC website.
BBC website.
Quite a large.
I mean, would rather watch football than be with their girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm not saying they should.
I mean, these are people that are on the BBC Sports website on Valentine's Day. So
right. 70%.
Let me give you a scenario. What if it's El Clasico on Valentine's Day? Because that's going to affect it massively. Because if it's Tottenham away in the FA Cup with Fulham, you know, I might, you know, go out for a romantic meal or whatever. But if Barca were
on, who was playing on Tuesday? Oh yeah, it was Barca, wasn't it?
It was Barca. Yeah, they won like 6-0.
And you were watching that?
No, they lost in the Champions League.
And you were watching that?
Yeah, but what are you saying about my love life?
there's an easy solution to this. Yeah. Just with your partner, you both watch the football together.
Yeah. I actually saw a thing on Twitter recently, actually. I saw it this morning, actually. And some guy was on a date with a girl, and he had his iPhone just hidden behind like the food menu, and on the iPhone he was watching the football, the Champions League. And that's been posted on Twitter.
That's amazing. That's I feel like
that makes me think that.
I mean, you are right, Freddie. If it's a game like Barcelona and the PSG, I think a lot of people are going to watch. I mean, personally, I value my relationship, if you're listening, over the football, even when it's Champions League Tuesday. I mean, Tottenham weren't playing, so luckily that wasn't a problem. But to give you the percentage, it was just 21% of football fans would pick spending a romantic evening with their partner over watching the football on Valentine's Day. I think you're right. If it was Grimsby against Swindon or something, the percentage would be a bit higher.
Maybe this is why I've been single for a couple months now. Maybe I just need to stop watching the football and get myself out there.
Yeah, maybe you should keep telling yourself that, Freddie. Yeah.
Savage blood.
Savage,
It's worse than the Gerard Dabbing poster.
So 45% would... are most likely to spend their Valentine's Day watching football on the TV, with 10% of those actually deciding to completely abandon their partner and head to the live football.
If you're going to go to football, at least that's an excuse, whereas watching on TV, I don't think that's much of an excuse.
Yeah, and you put the tickets month in advance. You completely forgot it was your friend John Stevens' birthday's dog on the 14th of February, didn't you? So like, how could you possibly have predicted that was going to happen on the same day every year? I don't know.
How could you possibly predict that you're going to have a girlfriend at that point?
That's
the bigger thing.
I mean, Freddie couldn't.
he predicted Arsenal winning the Champions League, so I'd be very surprised if he could predict that.
Well, you know, I'm not going to reply to any of this. I'm just going to stop, because I can see where this is going and it's not going anywhere good.
All right, let's keep on the same theme, because I'm enjoying that. What percentage of football fans would stay with their partner or switch to watch their arch rival team play football. So it's like you watching Arsenal instead of staying with your loved ones, Freddie.
So
what percentage?
What would rather switch teams?
Would rather switch to watch their rival play football than spend Valentine's Day with their girlfriend or wife.
I mean, it's quite important to watch your rival, isn't it? Because you know.
But you imagine
I'd rather not watch Liverpool win games.
But so if they've
had a bad January and February.
I would enjoy that actually.
Yeah,
watching them play.
Yeah,
but if 79% of people would rather, or on the BBC Sport website, I hasten to add, would rather watch the football than be with their wife watching their own team. How many do you reckon it is watching the arch rival? Surely it's got to be less.
Yeah,
surely.
It's a lot less.
Yeah, surely.
It's got to be like 10%.
I mean, I do hate Arsenal, but I think on Valentine's Day, you probably should be.
Yeah, I think 10%. I'm going to 10%.
Ooh.
You can't copy me.
I'm going to go for 22%.
22%. You would both be miles off. It's 59%. So still a massive number of people, really.
These people just hate their partners.
Yeah. Just not great relationships, are they?
Yeah. Well, they clearly hate their rival football teams more. So yeah, 59% of people would rather watch their opposition team, their local rival, play football than spend time with their Valentine on the 14th of February. The next fact I've got here is Stoke fans are the most romantic in the Premier League, with 55% selecting to spend Valentine's Day with a loved one.
Oh, that's 55%, only over half. Still not very romantic,
the
is it?
The most romantic ones, like, yeah, all right then. 55%, just over half.
We know Stoke fans, actually, to be fair. And, yeah, they're not very romantic, I wouldn't say.
Excuse me?
Yeah, not
don't get offended anything. If you're listening.
Yeah, sorry, Jaden.
I want you guys to tell me how many Bournemouth fans, out of all the ones that were polled, would miss the football for a romantic evening. So if you're saying Stoke fans over 55% would still go to the football.
So it's less than 55%.
Bournemouth fans seem quite proper.
Yeah.
So I'd be a lot less than what was 50, said
55% would spend days with their loved ones.
You mean proper as in proper football fans?
You know, like proper people.
No, proper people.
So it'd be higher. I think it'd be higher.
No, it can't be higher because Stoke are the most romantic.
Oh, they're the most romantic?
So Bournemouth fans already are.
Yeah,
I think Bournemouth
are
passionate football fans. So they'd always want to go to the football.
Wow, that's interesting.
Then again, if you bring your girlfriend to the football, does that count as being with them? Does that contribute? Which statistic does that contribute to?
I always think that going to the football with someone it would be a good date.
Yeah, I think it's great fun. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. There you go.
So what's the answer?
I've took girls to football before. What are you saying, Freddie? What are you saying about my love life?
That's where you went wrong, Freddie.
Yeah, that's where I went wrong.
Okay. What percentage of Bournemouth fans polled would miss the football for a romantic evening?
I reckon like 5%. If you wouldn't ask it unless it was like.
I don't know, Bournemouth. I mean, Bournemouth have been pretty tragic recently, so you'd probably miss the football. I don't know. I mean, I'll try to steer you somewhere.
5% wouldn't miss football, as in like 95% would go to football.
Because it's got to be something ridiculous.
Yeah, it's got to be ridiculous, yeah.
87%.
87% would miss the football. They wouldn't.
Oh, stop using negatives, it's confusing.
All right.
I'm saying
I mean, Stoke are the most romantic, so 87% would rather go to the football. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And I'm saying 95% would rather go to the football and be with their loved one.
Okay, well, the answer, in fact, is not a single Bournemouth fan polled would miss the football for a romantic evening with their Valentine.
How many polled?
Tragic. It doesn't tell me, but 0% of the people that responded.
That's bad.
I bet it's just one guy just sitting at home like, I'm not going on Valentine's Day. I'm not doing it.
This is why like people look at England and say we're not very romantic. It's because they've got so much football on all the time.
I know, yeah, it's too much good stuff. Even the Championship's good these days.
And the FA Cup this weekend as well.
Oh, well, there you go. So, for those of you listening at home, if you're Bournemouth fans, go outside more and meet more people.
This is URN Sport.